Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found Nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Rex and I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. Shout out to everybody listening on SiriusXM channel 159. Shout out to our television affiliates. The NBA is off tonight. Post All-Star game. They're back tomorrow. NHL late night tonight. International Hockey League. Full slate of college basketball. Though college basketball will take center stage this evening. And we've got an early game tipping off right now at 6 o'clock Eastern, and we're in on this basketball game, Cam Stewart. UC San Diego taking on UC Davis tonight. I like the over of this contest. You look at this basketball game, San Diego 8-2 to the over in their last 10 games. These two teams went over the last time they played, and they should again. San Diego 15-10 to the over on the season. The Aggies are 14-11 to the over on the season, but the Aggies are hot offensively right now. They've scored 72 or more in six of their last seven basketball games. Already put the play in. Tips off now. If you guys want to get in on this, I'm on the over of UC Davis and San Diego. Let's roll. And I also put the Aggies in a money line parlay with the West Virginia Mountaineers. UC Davis, West Virginia, money line parlay. Let's rock. How you doing, Ken?
It's great. Moretzi, I got the same parlay as you, and I also did a bigger one with the Big West favorites in the late games, too, so we'll start that off. And I didn't touch this total, but I'll ride the over with you. I've seen some recent scores, and it looks like it's going to be a high-scoring game here. Also got some action on the ice. The Kraken look good, but I keep on hearing a voice in your head, and it's you saying, stop, bet the Calgary Flames. I put them in a parlay. I must be a glutton for punishment. This team sucks.
Calgary Flames are one of the biggest money burners in the National Hockey League, consistently heavily favored and consistently underachieving. I am not part of this hockey game, Cam. I had the over 1.5 in the first period. Of course, they scored. The Flyers scored a late goal, and then there was a flurry of goals early in the second, but I wasn't on it. It is what it is. I caught a win earlier in the day with the Senators, plus 2.5 goals against the Boston Bruins. San Jose Sharks right now up 3-0 on the Seattle Kraken, Cam. In-game, you can get the Kraken plus 3.5 pucks, minus 265. Total is 4.5 right now, actually. 4.5.
A lot of puck. Yeah. I think it gets there.
I'm thinking about pulling the trigger over here.
I don't like the 2.5 with that juice. That juice is crazy. And the Sharks are
going to pull the goalie.
Yes, they will. I actually agree with you. That's a good play. Well, let's take that over 4.5 in that game. And you know what? I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't know what to do with this game. Do I take the Flames live? Do they make a comeback? Plus 320, it's not enough. Like, I kind of need more with these guys being down a couple goals. They're just so, I think Sutter's going to, he's got to lose his job pretty soon. This has got to be, you said it, this is probably the worst, most overrated team and disappointing team in the National Hockey League. Like, they're horrible.
The odds makers never adjust either. They're always favored. They're favored on the road. They're favored on the road, and they're big favorites at home, right? I didn't trust Philadelphia enough to pull the trigger on them, but it's 3-1 right now after two periods of play. You can get the Flames plus 1.5. Joe Madden will join us from Calgary, actually. Flyers are now minus 480 on the money line. The total is 6.5. I did just click on the over 4.5 Seattle, San Jose. There's 13 minutes left in this game, man. We should be able to get a couple of goals.
Hope they pull the goalie. Keep them pulled. Come on, Seattle. Pull that goalie early.
You do it now.
Yeah, now.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. James Young will join us later. Dave Sharapan will step up and in. We've got Joe Madden joining us as well. So we've got a full house. Couple of games on the NHL ice tonight. No NBA. Bunch of college basketball. For those of you just joining us on our AM radio affiliates right now, I pulled the trigger on San Diego and UC Davis over 142. We also played a UC Davis, West Virginia moneyline parlay. Cam played the same moneyline parlay. San Jose Sharks are up 3-0 on the Kraken right now with 12 minutes left in this game. We jumped in on the in-game over 4.5, hoping for a couple of goals here with 12 minutes remaining. Flyers up 3-1 on the Calgary Flames. They're -1.5, -128, -500 on the money line. The total is 6.5 in that game. What do you think happens, Cam, in the third period? It just started. Flames and Flyers.
I think the Flames probably score the next goal, but I'm hesitant to take them plus 1.5 because they might lose on an empty netter. That's the whole problem with this spot, right, Morency? They got to get 2. And maybe if they lose an overtime or a shootout, and that's asking a lot for the Flames to do. Like, the 1.5 looks very enticing. Like, I don't think they're totally going to quit, but they haven't really showed much the whole game. They're at home against a horrible team in the Flyers, and yet they're losing 3-1. Fans in Calgary are getting sick and tired of this act every time. I should have listened to you a long time ago. You've been anti-Flame, and, you know, I keep on adding these guys to parlays, and it doesn't even matter. Like, I got the Sharks today, but who cares? Like, I got the Flames in this stupid parlay, and I got lucky with Florida. But I'll tell you this, like, I got to stop betting on these guys. I really wish I heeded your advice months ago because they're a real pain in my ass right now.
I like the Flames coming into the year, Cam. I thought they were going to be good. I just caught on early that they're not.
No, they're not.
I was like, I'm hanging my hat on something that doesn't exist. They're not that good. And quite frankly, I'm a big Markstrom fan. He's having a bad year, bro. He lets in a lot of bad goals. Like, a lot of bad goals. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, he's supposed to, you know, it's when your star goalie is not a star, when you got a problem. He's like, he makes saves, but he lets in goals that he should stop. And game winners, game tying goals, bad in opportunistic times. He's having a bad year, point blank. He's having a bad year. And Sutter is unable to figure this out and push the right buttons with this team right now. Joe Madden will join us. We'll get to the college basketball card. We've got 2 NHL games and a bunch of college to bet on tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi, kicking it. Cam Stewart in the house. Joe Madden will join us in a couple of moments. James Young, Dave Sharapan will hit the hardwood. Couple of games on the National Hockey League ice this evening. XFL football week 1 has concluded. Very enjoyable and profitable and successful week 1 as well. And it was gratifying because I put a lot of work into it. And it really sucks when you put like a bunch of hours into handicapping something and it blows up in your face and you lose. So it was nice to actually be rewarded when it was all said and done. We did a video. We gave you 6 picks in the video. There was 4 games. We gave you 6 picks. We went 5-1 in the video. But when you throw in our in-game betting and some of the other alternate line parlays that we played, we ended up going like 12-1. I came this close to sweeping the board, Cam. Like, literally every in-game, every bet that I made came close, except the stupid Ben DiNucci fumbled on the goal line.
Sea Dragons. Yeah, I know. What a bunch of gaggers.
Did you see
what
that?
Doing there?
He fumbled on the goal line at the 1. They were down 22-18. I was so confident. I'm like, they're going to come back. They're going to come back. I'm like, I'm winning every game. They're going to come back. They did. What is it with Seattle teams getting to the 1-yard line? Sorry to bring that up. They got to the 1-yard line. They went all the way down to the 1-yard line on the last drive of the game. I'm like, this is unbelievable. I'm about to sweep. This is unbelievable. And then DiNucci fumbles the damn ball on the 1-yard line.
DiNucci. No, it was good. I took your, you know what the thing is, too? You gave me Arlington earlier, and I rode that and then middled it with the Vipers plus 3.5. It was perfect. And then I told you I was just going to bet on Houston because of their uniforms. They were the killers of the day. And your great advice, Paxton Lynch, Orlando? God, that team was brutal. Houston murdered these guys. So it was the same thing. I rode kind of your wave with this stuff, but The XFL was very good, Gabe. I'm with you. I didn't do as
it's
well
too
as
bad.
You, but it was very profitable. Very profitable.
Calgary just scored 3-2.
Oh, thank
knew
you.
They were going to come back. Yeah, Calgary just scored 3-2.
They better come back all the way now. Freaking these guys. They make everything interesting.
What a terrible goal, too. Some of these goals in the NHL are bad, bro. Like, some of these goalies.
The Flyers goalie was standing on his head for a while. He's some new guy. Efros or whatever. Like,
that's what happens, these guys. That's what they do. They make wicked saves and then a bad one. Like, it was like he was looking at a girl in the stands or something. It was like he wasn't. Like, but he just flicked. He was like, huh, what? Like, come on, bro. Like, that's the type of goalie.
Well,
like,
what's his name?
Tortorella. The Italian game? Just got to be burning.
Tortorella. Boy, just...
Jimmy G. Yeah, Jimmy G.
Yeah, he only lighted a couple, like a few.
Montebellizzi there, whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, Scaramucci, you call him Scaramucci.
Yeah, Scaramucci's good. Like, he wants to stay up with
Montebellizzi. Montebellizzi, whatever. Yeah. No, what's his name?
I don't know.
Mandolisi. I like Scaramucci better.
I like Scaramucci too. Anyway, he's played pretty good. He's done.
I think Calgary might score again. They're all over him here right now.
Really good.
What about the San Jose game? We getting a goal here or what? Come on, man.
I just had a weird feeling with Seattle today, Gabe. They play so good. They beat Detroit. Like, they came back against now. It's weird. I've noticed this about the NHL. Just like teams, like Florida got really lucky today too. It's just perfect example. Sunday night, the Leafs. Oh, no, there's no way they could lose against Chicago. You lost against Chicago. Like, who does that? Nobody in the league. Like, the NHL has a big dog a night. Like,
I don't trust the Leafs. The Leafs are a bet against when they play bad teams, bro. The Leafs are a play on when they play good teams. They do not get up. I'm telling you. They do not get up. Like, Montreal is the only team they'll get up for because Montreal always beats them, and they're getting tired of it. But I'm telling you, dude, like, the Chicago's – who else has gone into Toronto? It's all the time. It's all the time, bro. Yep. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if a bad team are playing the Leafs in Toronto, guys, take the other team plus the puck and a half plus the 2.5. The Leafs get disinterested in these games. When they play good teams, they get fired up. That's the pattern I've noticed with that team.
Actually, no, at home they've been beating bad teams more, like they've smoked down. On the road, definitely a fade against teams like Chicago, all the bad teams. They've been a little bit better that way, but you're right. Like, they're a team you can't trust. Like, look at Boston. They never have any letdowns. They just keep on winning and winning and winning. Pasternak at his 40th and 41st goal today. Like, these guys are unstoppable. Like, I'm waiting for them to fall off. I don't know, Morenci, are they going to fall off? Like, they just keep on winning. Like, it doesn't matter what they
do.
No look ahead spots. There's no nothing.
They're going to steamroll right into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens once they get to the playoffs, though.
That's true. They're
going to play real teams.
That's true.
Who are they going to play? Seems like Toronto's destined to play Tampa. So it's the same crap. That's the problem with this format every year. Like, the same teams. So it's like, all right, whatever, bro. Like, here we go again. Right? And what would it be? Would it be Boston and Buffalo?
But Boston will murder Buffalo. But Buffalo, actually, they're one team. They play Boston well, but they can't keep up. That's the whole thing. As for Tampa Bay, like, that's a Leafs nightmare again. Like, you said it. Like, we got it. This needs to change immediately, if not sooner. You can't have Leafs, Boston, Leafs, Tampa Bay, Leafs, Tampa Bay, Leafs, Boston, same teams. It's not working, and it's just stupid. It really needs to be changed. I don't know what they're
going to do. I don't understand their format.
I don't get it either. Well, the guys have been complaining about it too. Sidney Crosby was talking about it at the All-Star break. Like, even like the veteran guys are like, come on, guys. Like, come on, league. We got to get this together. Your way's right. You have to reformat these guys. You seed them and you go by the numbers. You play the numbers, not just this team playing that team, because we always end up with the same formula. So it drastically needs to be changed. I would really like somebody to step up and do it, because it's ruining a good thing. What's the point of the regular season? Doesn't make any sense if you keep on doing this.
Well, what is it? It's 1-4, right?
Yeah.
It's 2-3 and 1-4. So as it is now, actually, the Panthers pass the Sabres.
Panthers.
So it'd be the Bruins and the Panthers and the Leafs and the Lightning.
That's it. But the problem is you still said it's the Leafs versus the Lightning. That's not
it. Yeah, and there's no changing it. That's the thing, what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
They're not catching Boston, and Florida's not catching them. So, like, they're just stuck. Like, so either the Leafs host the Lightning or go to the Lightning. The same team they lost in seven games to last year. Like, it just never ends. And they're not going to be easy to beat again, the Lightning, in the playoffs. So, like, wow. It's unbelievable. This format blows, bro. It blows. Like, why do you have the best teams playing against each other in a stupid first round? It doesn't make sense.
You are correct. You are correct. I just, unbelievable. Lightning again. It's just like, really? So what?
Boston will beat Florida.
Oh, yeah. Boston will beat the Panthers. So all this stuff, you play all these stupid games. Like, this thing has to be reworked. Like, it's getting to a point now. It's so dumb.
There's no drama. Just, like, everyone knows already. Oh, we're playing this team and we won't change. And, like,
exactly.
And the thing is, but Cam, if every year the same teams are good in a division and the playoff matches are the same thing every year.
I know.
Like,
have to do, like, we see.
If you're Toronto, you're destined to play Boston or Tampa in the first round every year. There's no other escaping it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense, though. So it's like, in this division. You know. We've known all along, and it's boring.
I know.
We've known all along, Cam. It's Boston, Tampa, Toronto. They're going to play each other. Simple as that.
It's true.
So, like, that's what I'm talking about. If you're Toronto, why the hell are you going to get up for everything all the time? You know. We're playing Tampa in the first round of the playoffs. Whether we lose to Chicago or win tonight, doesn't matter. We're playing Tampa in the first round of the playoffs.
It's true.
They know that. And they know they're going to be judged on that series. Oh. I like the trade did getting Ryan O'Reilly, though.
I do, too. O'Reilly's tough, but they gave up a lot for him, but they have to. That's the whole thing. Dubas and Shanahan, you're all in. It's because people, if they go out in the first round again, this will be a different story. Like, people are already, it's at the top and lava's flowing. This is when the volcano will totally erupt.
Yeah, the level of frustration will, like, explode if they get back.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, like right now, if the lava's right at the top, and if they lose,
last year was like, that was tough. Like, that was, you guys, you know what I mean? It was hard to rip them. Yeah. This year, there'll be no nothing. Like you said, everybody could get fired. Like, Keith could get fired, Shanahan fired, Dubas fired. Like, MLSE might just clean house completely.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Calgary Flames have tied the game in Calgary. 3-3, 10 minutes remaining. That over 6.5 just hit because of that. Man, I should have jumped on the Flames when they were plus a goal and a half. What's the number now? Now they're nearly 2-1 favorites. And the San Jose Sharks scored, Cam. Would have been better if the Kraken scored to make it 3-1. Son of a.
Goalie pull. Yeah.
There's 2 minutes left. We need a miracle goal here. Pull the goalie.
try. That's the best. Down four. Pull him.
You're only down four, coach. Pull the goalie. If I was at the game, I'd be yelling, pull the goalie.
I'd actually walk down with you. Pull him.
Yeah, bang on the glass.
Don't quit. Come on. Pull him. We're such idiots.
I've done that at Raptor games and been told to shut up. I've been yelling at the Raptors, pick up the pace, play faster, pick up the tempo. Yeah. Once I let JV have it during a break, I'm like, you're not getting back on defense. Security came over. They're like, listen, stop yelling at the bench. Most people yell like at the other team. I'm yelling at the Raptors. Your D sucks. I said to him, I said, JV, this is why you're not on the court in the last 3 minutes of games. He didn't like that.
Whoa.
I said, like the third row. I said, you don't get back. I was like, gotta get back. I was like really into that game. It was a playoff game. 3-3, 9 minutes left. Let's bring in Joe Maddon and let's pray for a goal in this Kraken Sharks game with 54 seconds left, which I don't think it's going to happen.
It's locked. Is it an early lock or just locking it at the end of the game here?
I think they might have. I don't think the net is empty. Oh, I don't think we're going to win this bet.
That's okay.
Joe Maddon steps up and in. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys on this beautiful Monday?
That's nice. Yeah, doing okay.
To be determined. Still.
Always to be determined.
Talk to me at the end of the night when I look at my
ledger. Yeah, we'll see. Oh.
My mood.
Flyers just scored.
No way. Are you kidding me? That's so flame. What a flame thing to do. You tie it up and you just give it right back. Oh, you guys.
I don't
even know if I.
4-3. This team would give you a heart attack. Are you a flame? Are you a hardcore flame fan, Joe? This team would drive you crazy.
Yeah,
but I have checked out of hoping that they're going to win any of these games. That's for sure. So. It's a hard one.
Where the hell the defensemen were. Like,
they've done this twice today, Gabe. Like, they were down 2-0, Joel will tell you. Then Philly scores a cheese goal right when they get momentum. Now you come back down 2 at the period, and then you give them the next goal. Like, they never get like that 4-3 goal to come back. Like, you guys work so hard to tie it up. Got it.
I know. Did you see the goal that was given up? Philly was in the penalty box. Their big defenseman comes out, takes the puck from the penalty box, basically, and skates up the ice and gets the goal on Markstrom. It's just unbelievable. I shake my head all day long watching the Calgary Flames. So, man,
I'm almost tempted by the Flyers now. -1.5, +210. Will they get an empty netter?
Probably.
They could. There's eight minutes left.
Calgary might tie this.
Thank God I cashed out. See, Morenci, good instincts, man. Like, I'll take it. The minute they tied it out, click.
You did. You cashed out when they tied it.
One of them. I have another one with Calgary here now. I wish I clicked them both. We need longer breaks. I couldn't get all the cash outs.
I don't know why I didn't take the in-game over 6.5. These Calgary games always get crazy in the third period.
Yeah. They do.
Okay. They do. Let's move forward. The Winnipeg Jets and the New York Rangers. The Rangers are -178 home favorites at FanDuel. The Jets are +146. The total is 6. Who do you like, Joe Maddon?
I like the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to take a chance on them here. I think they have every opportunity to pull off the upset. I don't like the scheduling spot for the Rangers. Now, we know the Rangers are an incredible team. They are the better team, I believe, in this matchup. But looking at their scheduling spot, I don't think it works in their favor. They have a game on deck on a Thursday. They're back on the road again. So they've returned from a home trip. Or a road trip back at home for this one-off and then hit the road again Thursday to face the Red Wings. I think it's just not a favorable matchup here just because of the scheduling spot. And I think what we saw out of the Winnipeg Jets yesterday, they gave it everything they had in that game versus the Devils. Now, they spent way too much time in the penalty box. They were just frustrating the heck out of me. They should have got the win yesterday. I think this team just comes in so hungry and so eager to get the win in this game. I think they could pull off the miracle. Another way I was looking at it, too, was taking them +1.5 on that puck line and parlaying it with the other game tonight with the Penguins on the money line. So when I'm looking at that, I do think there is value there. I think they could pull it off. The Rangers, better team, though. I love the under more than anything.
Cam, your thoughts? Jets and Rangers.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jets. Joe's right. Yesterday I was snake bitten. I had the Oilers. They blew a late lead. Thanks, guys, for nothing there. That was fun. And watching the Jets, they lead the Devils and they lose that game. So for hockey's very frustrating sometimes, but the Jets have been playing better. It's a back-to-back. I got to take them at this price. I was actually looking at the Jets. I've already bet it, Morenci, and I think they have a chance to beat the Rangers tonight. Joe brings up all very good points. So the Rangers are a better team. They're at home. I think just we see desperation from the Jets, and hopefully they don't do stupid things like they did in the third period of that game, and we could be okay with a nice plus money dog.
I like the under 6. I agree with Joe's under look in this game. I prefer if it was 6.5, but it is what it is. Man, the Winnipeg Jets are just an under machine, all right? They're 7-0-1 to the under in their last 8 hockey games. We've got Hellebuck between the pipes with his nice, robust 9.24 save percentage and 2.43 goals against. Meanwhile, Shesterkin brings a 9.14 save percentage and a 2.55 goals against average into this game. Similar to the Vancouver Canucks being one of the best bets in the NHL, just blindly betting them to the over. The Winnipeg Jets, an incredible 38-14 to the under on the season, guys. 38-14 now. It's crazy.
That is craziness.
There really should be 5-5-5s, let alone 6s. Like, they're not adjusting. Mm-hmm. I guess no one bets Winnipeg Jet totals for them enough to care.
We will.
It's 38-14, guys. You figure that, like, that's a heavy like clip right there.
That's hard to do in hockey. Like, hockey, you know what I mean? Like, a trend that strong, like, it's actually shocking. I can't believe that. Like, and they, and Winnipeg has had some, like, a couple 5.5s and stuff when they play, like, defensive teams, but that's nuts.
Hellebuck's been that good.
He has. He has been great this year, unlike Markstrom, who's been a sieve.
Oh, don't even talk about Markstrom right now.
4-3, 6.5 left in that game.
Yeah.
4-4-3, 6.5 left. For the record, the Winnipeg Jets are +1.5, -170.
Yeah, it's a little bit of juice, but
a little pricey,
I think
but
they can win.
Yeah. New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins are -160 home favorites. The total is also 6 at FanDuel. The Islanders are +132 on the money line. Joe, what do you think of the Islanders and the Penguins game?
Well, I think you take the Penguins on the money line, parlay that with the Winnipeg Jets on the puck line at +1.5, and you got a nice little parlay there. But I think the Penguins can get this win. I'm a little cautious of taking them in regulation, just with how the point system plays out, with no matter who gets the win, the loser gets that loser point in hockey, because we're all fighting for all the points that we can get right now. I just can't trust the inconsistencies of the Islanders. And we know they've won both of the matchups so far this season, scoring 5 goals in each. So their team total is a little intriguing, taking it over the 2.5 at -116. But I just can't get there. I can't trust this team, even with Sorokin in goal. I've got to go with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think they're the stronger team on their home ice in this matchup. And Tristan Jarry expected in goal for them. I think they can get things done in this one.
Yes, it is. Sorokin versus Tristan Jarry tonight between the pipes. This is a difficult game, Cam. Neither team is playing very good hockey right now. Who do you like?
I look at both dogs tonight. If I win one, I win money. I like Sorokin. It's interesting with Jarry. He's missed the last 9 games for the Penguins, and he comes back tonight. Is he going to be rusty? Joe's right, though. The Penguins, good home team. They can fight. The Islanders got smoked by the Bruins over the weekend. I got to take the plus money with the Islanders, but this game is very tough. The Islanders have played really well versus Pittsburgh this year. I don't know what Jarry we're going to see, though, and I think that's why it's worth taking the Islanders as a big pooch. They're without Barzal, though. He's week to week with a lower body injury starting tonight.
It gets old, always calling the National Hockey League out for their schedule, but for the love of God, guys. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. The one night the NBA is completely off, you have 2 games on.
Isn't the NBA off till Thursday?
No, the NBA's back tomorrow.
No, they're on Thursday. They're not playing till Thursday.
Isn't there a couple of games tomorrow?
No, there's nothing. I'm telling you, like, they're coming back. I when I saw it today, Gabe, I was doing the updates. I almost did a double take. I'm like, you're taking an extra 4 days off. Like, who are these guys? Why don't you go down to Jamaica? I'll see you down there, Moretti. Smoke them if you got them. No, I'm dead serious.
I thought they were back tomorrow for some reason.
No, you say Tuesday. I didn't want to say anything at the start because I was like, no, they're back Thursday. I'm telling you, it's Thursday. Can you believe this? Nice break. Didn't hockey play the right? Didn't they play the day after, or one day?
Oh,
after?
So I guess. So what you're saying is the NHL will have a chance to have a bunch of games tomorrow.
Yes. They'll be the featured league for 3 days.
You know what I saw? I saw the NBA. I saw the point spreads posted. I just sort of saw the T. I don't know. I sort of looked.
Yeah, like, I do that.
Just a couple of games tomorrow.
I couldn't believe it. I thought they'd be back Tuesday. I'm thinking, give them Monday off. It's the NBA. They'll be ready to roll on Tuesday. No. Thursday is your answer.
Isn't there load management enough time off as it is?
This is extra load management, buddy. Super load. Yeah, just take the load off, Gabe. Take it off.
I don't know. Will anyone even miss them? Like, that's why they got to be careful. It's like, whatever. You wouldn't be playing anyways. Even if they were playing, you wouldn't be playing.
That's true. Like,
you know what I mean? Although, now you hear LeBron says he wants to play in the last, every game. Says, I'm going to play in every game from here on out.
Yeah.
Playoff push.
We'll see.
Doubt he will.
I'd like to make that. Actually, I'd like to make that bet. I'm going to say no. He won't play every game.
Raptors laying 3 on Thursday to the Pelicans. Let's go. Raptors.
On Thursday. We'll put that parlay together now. We've got a few
Thursday.
Days to let it simmer.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Madden.
Wow. Thursday.
Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, there's a goal that was under review, Cam. The Calgary Flames had a breakaway, did not go in. They thought they scored, but they did not.
Yeah, hit the post.
I don't know why he thought he did, because it didn't look like it went in. It hit the post. It hit the post and it slid all across one of those deals. hit the post and slid all the way across the red line right to the goalie.
Man, that's just what can you say? They've hit a lot of posts today. Not very lucky.
Like, the Flyers goalie didn't know if it was in either. He was like, they all sort of looked up at the The ref was on top of it right away. He's like, no goal. Ooh, Calgary just missed the net.
It's what they, I hear a lot of the same themes. Calgary post across the crease, missed the net. Goal all over them. It doesn't matter. That's what these guys
But he just had a nice little scoring opportunity from the corner there. He blasted one, but missed the net.
Tie it up.
Yeah. I think they are, actually. They're really pressing. Philadelphia are pretty bad in their own end, bro. Like, they're really letting Calgary just tee up.
Calgary's bad, though.
Calgary about shot him 35-22.
Yeah, it's Markstrom and their defense again. Yeah, Joe was talking about it. I watched the goals. Like, their Philadelphia had an end-to-end, like, goal. Like, the goaltending's just been awful. Like, it's just, they're a team that just, they don't do anything like what, like, that's what we talked about. Like, when you're playing a hockey game and you go, you're down 2-0, you come out sloppy and you get that goal, then the other team scores seconds away to make it 3-1. That's backbreaking for a team. You played the game, Gabe. It's like, well, really? Like, come on, man. Now we're going to, and they keep on grinding and grinding and grinding. And after a while, it's just kind of like, okay. And they always seem to fall short, right? So we're going to have to need a miracle.
It's been an uphill climb for them. It's an uphill climb for Calgary, it seems, in every one of these games. All right, so college basketball, Cam, it's 26-24 for UC Davis over UC San Diego right now. I'd like it to be a little higher scoring. I got over 142. The in-game total is 136.5 right now. So they're up a two spot. They're 6.5-point favorites in-game. Games coming up right now, Louisville and Duke. The Duke Blue Devils are currently 17.5-point favorites at FanDuel. The total is 137.5 in this game. And we've talked a lot about Louisville on this show. And despite them being terrible as far as their record is concerned, they've been very competitive as far as covering point spreads. They get too many points. The Cardinals have covered 3 straight in 5 of their last 6 games. Duke coming off the blowout win over the Cuse, but they're still only 3-7 ATS in their last 10 games. Cardinals are 4-1 to the over in their last 5. Duke are 4-1 to the under in their last 5. Something's got to give there. I kind of think the total's a little light here, Cam, but I think the Louisville Cardinal are worth a look. It's, you know, there's always a risk they're going to get murdered by 30 or 40. Every 5 games or so, it seems like Louisville do get just absolutely destroyed, but then they just plug away and they plug away. Like I said, they've been covering. Right, they've covered 3 straight, 5 of their last 6 basketball games. Louisville are a play-on team, similar to Georgetown. They're terrible, but you get a ton of points with them.
Agreed, and also I think
they play hard. Louisville play hard too. They didn't quit. These kids play hard.
They're coming off an outright win, I think, against Clemson too. Like, that's the thing. Like, Louisville's played way better lately. I know you're right. Duke could win this game by 40, but out of principle, 17.5, 18. I'll ride this one with you. I'll take a shot with Louisville. It's not going to be a massive play, but I'm definitely not laying 18 with Duke, and some of these other games are pretty tough. So already got the Mountaineers in a parlay. Give me Louisville. I'm with you. I think it's too many points.
Yeah, we're going to go Louisville plus the points, and I'm going to go. I'm going to take the over in this game. Louisville and the over. So we talked about Oklahoma State and West Virginia. Both me and Cam are on West Virginia moneyline in the parlay with UC Davis. Hopefully the Aggies get it done for us. But this is a game, Cam, that really should be a track meet as well. Both teams have been lighting it up. The Cowboys have scored 71 or more points in 9 of their last 10 basketball games. They're 7-1 to the over in their last 8. They're 8-2 to the over in their last 10. Meanwhile, West Virginia have given up 71 or more in 6 of their last 7. They're 6-1 to the over in their last 7. West Virginia are actually now 18-9 to the over on the season. As well, I think there's going to be points put up on the board in this game, Cam. I got West Virginia moneyline parlay, but I'm going to bet the over this game. I think this game, there's points on the board.
I like the over in this one more than the Louisville Duke game, because I'm not sure what's going to happen. Like, if Duke gets up too much, but I agree, 144.5 seems to be a little bit light in the total perspective for two teams that could light it up. I'll ride your wave. You bet more. You play more totals than I do, but I can agree. And I already have West Virginia in a parlay too. So yeah, over 144 and a half sounds just about right.
All right. You got an empty net right now in Calgary, Cam. There's 1:08 left remaining. Calgary Flames really trying to, came close.
Stop doing that. Is that the doorbell or is that your phone? I don't know who's going. What's it? Is there somebody there?
There's no
doorbell. Snoring? Is it the light?
No doorbells.
Your freaking thing sounds like a damn doorbell. It sounds exactly like my doorbell. Ding dong, ding dong. Okay, I need Calgary here. Wish we,
it's letting me know. Bet's ready.
Okay, bet's ready. And hockey. Oh, both games are at 7:00 in hockey too. Wow, that's interesting. Okay. Wow, so that's all we got until it's got college basketball night, buddy. Just go through the board. Well, I guess we have the coach on and Dave, and we'll just I don't think you're betting the Coppin State game coming up at what else do we got here?
Yes,
Coppin
I am.
State and Norfolk State. Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Proceed.
Okay, yeah. No, I went big on this one actually. Coppin really? And Norfolk. Yeah, another two teams have been playing to the over, Cam. Coppin, 16-10-1 to the over on the season. Spartans, Norfolk. Norfolk State, 15-7 to the over. They played earlier this year, Cam. How about this? Norfolk hung 96 on them. Right?
Wow.
They hung 96 on them. They absolutely smoked them, 96-65. Spread's 15.5. I don't think it's high enough. Normally I don't like laying points like this. I think Norfolk are going to murder them. Coppin State, Cam, are 0-9 against the spread their last 9 games, too. They're terrible. Like, they're bad. Norfolk State are going to murder them, and I think they're going to cover, and I think the game goes over the number.
I don't have enough money to bet Coppin State, Norfolk State. I'm already kind of here, so that would...
I put 250, 250.
Wow, that's a lot of Coppin. Wow, that's stones. So is that game over yet? Yeah, it's done, right? There we go. Another loser? Great.
I don't think it's finished. I think there's a few seconds left.
Yeah. God, that was stupid.
This Louisville
big parlay. God dang. That really bothers me. Good work, Calgary. God, these guys stink. My brother called tonight, so your Flames suck.
They just can't win.
They can't.
There's 9 seconds left. We'll see. They got 9 seconds. They got a face-off in Philadelphia zone. They got to win the face-off and T1 in here. And they lose the face-off.
Yeah, and of course. That's about it. Could have told you they're gonna lose. I wish I could bet on will they lose face-off. Yes, the answer is yes. Well,
the guy on Philadelphia is an idiot. He iced the puck. He went for the empty net, or he tried to chip it off the boards. But there's not a lot of time. Yeah, Tortorella's
there's one snap. Second left or something.
There's 2.9 left. So now you need to win the face-off, clean cut, and score. This is like one in 500,000.
Yeah. I think we'll just call it a night there. I think that's pretty well done. What do we got here? Okay. Well, I can't believe these guys are coming back Thursday night. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm betting at 7:00 for those the college games. I'm going to take a shot with you with Louisville. That game. And West Virginia.
I'm going Louisville and the over in the Louisville game, Cam.
So you're basically you're playing all overs. Every over. Louisville over.
Yeah, Oklahoma pretty much. State
Norfolk State top and state over.
This is my insurance.
Howard and Morgan State or no?
I was going to say that this is my insurance in case it gets away from Louisville. The Duke score a million points.
Yep.
But I think they can cover and it'll still go over actually. All right. So here I'm in on that. Okay. So yeah, I played Coppin State and Norfolk over the number. I laid the price as well. I laid the juice, the number, the point spread. I laid 15 points with Norfolk. Next up, Cam, Hawaii. Ooh. Hawaii versus Bakersfield. Tell you what, Hawaii've had a nice year this year. 19-8 on the season. They're 5-2 to the over in their last 7. Bakersfield have been an over machine. They're 9-0 to the over in their last 9 games, Bakersfield. They played in late January, Cam, in Hawaii, and it was 72-69. Hawaii won 72-69. The total tonight, 120.5.
Wow.
I don't know what the hell I'm missing on this, but I'm playing the over.
Want to take Hawaii. I got to find a dance partner, though. I'm not sure if I want to lay 6.5 here. I'll find something later on.
Hawaii, you're good. So you're year.
Yeah, they are.
I'm only betting the over in that game. I'm only betting the over. Okay. I think Hawaii wins, but I wouldn't lay the points. I think it'll be close.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Like, they have to win by 7 points. I think that might be a little bit of a stretch. So, Yeah. Good luck with your overs. You got a lot of overs going right now. I don't know what else. I guess we'll talk to the coach about TCU. What's a bigger game than that? Kansas and TCU. Tough one. That's later on, though. 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's only at 9 o'clock Eastern. If you recall, I remember last time they played, TCU beat them by 23 in Kansas. So this, I don't buy into the automatic revenge spot all the time, but Kansas losing by 23 on their home court, they remember that. They've got this game circled. TCU were dunking on them. They ran the score up. Like, they really, really, like, that's the type of thing you got to be careful in college basketball. People remember these things. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to run the score up on us, right? Okay. So Kansas is going to be ready to ball tonight. I like Kansas tonight, Cam. But I always like Kansas, so it's no shock.
Yeah, you do. And I always like going against. I don't know why. Me and that, like, fat guy that we met down at the circus.
Last time you did it last week, it didn't work out well. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I shouldn't have gone against Kansas.
It was great earlier in the season. Lately, yeah, you know. I like that guy in the windbreaker, too. I should be a Kansas guy. I like partying with those
That's
guys.
My it's pick fun. To win the national championship, Kansas.
They can, definitely.
It is every year, but I think out of all these teams, they're all flaky. Kansas are the least flaky of them all.
This year, you could name, like, literally how far deep can you go? 15, maybe? Like, there's a lot of teams that can win the national championship this year.
Yeah.
There's no dominant team.
10, 12, 15, maybe? Yeah,
at least.
10.
At least, yep.
Kind of, but I don't really think so.
I think this year it's going to be – there's a lot of teams. Like, you see number one. Like, you know, Houston's number one this week. Purdue, they're back to five. Like, that ranking. Like, the minute you take number one, the team seems to lose. Every week it's somebody else. There's a lot of teams. It's just – it's been so inconsistent. Like, I've never seen – like, before we could usually narrow it down to, like, five or six. This year, not as much. It's going to be – a lot of teams have a shot, in my opinion.
I really do. There are kind of four teams and everyone else, though, in a way. Houston, Alabama, Kansas, and Purdue are better than everybody. How much better? That's the question. I don't think that much better. But how many other teams? I guess, you know what? Baylor's a threat. UCLA's a threat. Yep. Arizona's a threat. That gets us up to seven. I don't buy into Tennessee, do you? I don't.
Not really, but...
They could, though, I guess. Me. Virginia. I tell you one team, and we'll bring up when Coach comes on, we'll throw back to him, Creighton. Creighton are suddenly hot, Cam. They're 12-3 in the last 15. See, they're starting to play people thought they would at the beginning of the year. Creighton.
Since Coach and Dave Sharapan got in their little feud, Coach has been on fire. Creighton's winning and covering. And, yeah, we'll get
Well, we laughed at them so much. And, finally, like, now they're hot. Yeah. We haven't brought it up. So we'll give them some love for that tonight. I'll bring it up.
Yeah, we'll give
them Unless love. Coach Maybe comes in love. Boasting about something, then I'm not going to give him love. Yeah, yeah.
If he plays humble, we'll give him love. If he's boasting... No love.
If he comes in, I told you guys on Friday not to do that. Yeah. I said, all right, that's it.
I told
it.
You. Like, if I hear I told you, there's no Creighton Blue Jay love. I can tell you that. That's going
to Creighton are 25-1 right now. Marquette are 40-1. They play tomorrow.
You know what? I like Marquette, too. Those teams have been killing each other all year. One thing, they know to win tight games.
Yeah, I think Marquette are tournament worthy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this. We're on the clock. I want to get, we're going to get some XFL futures a little bit later on. Time to jump on Cam's Houston Roughneck bandwagon right now. Concerns about the Arlington Renegade offense. That defense is elite, but we'll get into the XFL on Sports Rage. I'm going to get my grades for all the teams, sort of set you up. I watch so I know, you know what I mean, each game moving forward. What were we right about? What were we wrong about as far as the teams? We crushed it from a betting perspective, but still, you know, just because you win, like Rosie Perez said, sometimes when you win, you really lose. Sometimes when you lose, you really win. But speaking of tonight, right, we're already on UC Davis moneyline parlay with West Virginia. Cam's on the same parlay. UC Davis are up 33-31 at the half right now. I'm taking a Louisville Cardinal plus 18 points and over 137. We've got West Virginia moneyline parlay. We're also betting the over 144.5 in Oklahoma State and West Virginia. We've got Ohio State and Michigan coming up. Women's basketball. Just out of principle, I'm taking Michigan -4.5 against the Ohio State woman. We'll get Coach James Young's thoughts on that. NHL hockey, Cam, what do you got for us?
Well, it looks like we're going to be taking two underdogs here and hoping for the best. Pittsburgh's at home, and I respect Joe Madden. She's really good, but I'm going to go with the Islanders here. I'm getting good plus money, plus 132 on FanDuel. Hopefully Sorokin can stand on his head, because sometimes a better team don't win. Talk to Calgary today and how they screwed that game up. And I will take the Winnipeg Jets, plus 146 against the Rangers. Desperate team. Heartbreaking loss to the Devils with a lead in the third game, and I'm on Louisville with you. Give me plus 18 in that basketball game as well. Go Cardinals. Cover.
Remember, Cam, I said if I was them, I'd make it 5.5. The Winnipeg Jets, it was 6 on FanDuel. They made it 5.5. I swear to God, they watched the show. I think they're like, Cam and Renzi know hockey, and they're right. We better change this.
I hope they do watch the show. That's good. I mean, I want them to. Yes, exactly. 5.5 is the right number for that game.
No, but I just played under 6.5 minus 160. Under 6.5 minus 160. That's my play. Winnipeg Jets, New York Rangers, under 6.5 minus 160. I could live with it under 6 as well, but I figured why play for the push. We'll have more picks on the other side. James Young and Dave Sherapan will join us.